Hey guys, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. If you're new to these, this is part of Sugar Hill Church. And so if you're in the Northeast Atlanta area, we would love for you to consider joining us this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. Be sure to check out the website, www.sugarhill.church, and that'll give you a snapshot, just a glimpse at who we are, what we believe, and what that experience is like. But chances are you've been around here a while, so let me just dive right in. If you think about family, there's two ways to get into a family. You can either be born into it or you can be adopted into it. And what's amazing about God is that God does both of those for us. And we call that in church world being born again. That's what Jesus actually says in John chapter 3. It's about being adopted into the family of God. He does both of them. Now, back in Roman law, which most people in the New Testament would have followed, you could disown a child that you birthed. I know that's crazy, but if you gave birth to a child, you could disown it. But if you adopted a child, you were actually forbidden to ever disown him. God says you are not only born again into his family, but he has adopted you, and there is no way he would ever, ever, ever disown you. That is amazing news. Now, sometimes you may ask in your subconscious, well, no matter what, really? That God would never disown me? But that's right, no matter what you do. See, once you're born, you can't be unborn. Once you're born again, you can't be unborn again. You can grieve the Father just like we do with our earthly parents at times. The fellowship may be broken, but no matter what your parents say, everybody knows you're still their child. In a similar way, once you become a child in the family of God, you are in. The Bible says this in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "I want you to know how people are members of God's family must live. God's family is the church." See, we are the family of God. Church is not something you go to. Church is something that you belong to. You're welded into the building of the temple of God. You're grafted into the vine and the tree of life. You're born again and you're adopted into the family of God. You're joined into the body of Christ. These are all connection models. See, most people, when they think about Christianity, they think it's just a belief system. And there's certainly beliefs that are involved, but it's more than that. It's about belonging. It's not just a belief system, it's a belong system. It means you belong to the family of God. It means you are part of the body of Christ. And the Bible says it like this when you're born into a family. In Romans 15, verses 6 and 7, it says, "You will all be joined together, and you will give glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other, which will bring glory to God." And so today, I just want to remind you, if you know Christ personally, you don't just believe, you belong. You've got a family. You've got a God that absolutely loves you no matter what. Walk in that confidence today. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. If there's anything we can do to be praying for you, please drop me an email. My email address is simple. It's just Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.